Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the 18th day of Menachem Av, Tavshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Baba Kama, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Ches. Shosha Yehu Yotzel Hisakel, an ox that's going out to be killed by stoning because it's killed a human being, Hamas Adam, and the owners come running and they pronounce or give a declaration, I am makdish the animal to Hektish. I now consecrate the animal to Hektish. Hektishu ba'olof. The owners are makdish it. Does it have any validity? Does it have any effect? Says the Mishnah, no. Einu muktish. What he has said has of no validity whatsoever, and the animal will not be Hektish. And that's because once the Beis Din have declared a death penalty on the animal, the owners have no zechus whatsoever, no rights in it whatsoever. And therefore, it's not even theirs to be makdish it. You can't be makdish something that's not yours, not in your jurisdiction. What happens, shchoto? What happens if the person, the owner, got up and before it was taken out to be stoned, but after the Beis Din have given the sentencing, the owners got up quickly, brought a shechet in, or got up and took his shchita knife, and he shechted the animal. A proper, good, kosher shchita. Says the Mishnah, b'sarei asur, the meat will be asur. No matter how good the shchita is, it could be the best shchita in the world. But once the Beis Din has pronounced the death penalty on the animal, that's it. You can't even shechet it. It's not kosher. How do we know this? Because when the Torah talks about taking an ox out and stoning it, the Torah says the following words in Mishpatim. Sokol yisakel hashor v'lo yeyachel es b'sarei. The ox shall be surely stoned, and its meat shall not be eaten. And of course, the question you can ask is, if the ox is going to be stoned, then of course you can't eat the meat, because it's an avela. It's not a shchita, not a proper shchita. Why does the Torah need to tell us, lo ye'ochel es b'sarei, that the meat cannot be eaten? Says the Gemara, we learn from here that the Torah is telling us that even if the animal wasn't stoned, and the owners quickly went, or someone quickly went and shechted it, after the court had pronounced that it deserves gila, the meat will be in treif. The meat is also to eat. And not only is it also to be eaten, not only is it also bachila, but it's also bahana, to have any benefit from it as well. Because whenever the Torah uses this expression, lo ye ochel, it shall not be eaten, rather than the active form, you shall not eat it, it's telling us both a prohibition on the eating of it and the prohibition of having any benefit whatsoever as well. Now, this is all if it happened after the Beis Din had pronounced the death penalty on the animal, sokel yisokel. But what happens if it was still, the Beis Din was still deliberating? V'im ad shelo nigmar dinai. And if it's before the Beis Din had given the final verdict that it needs to be stoned. And then hiktishoi ba'olov, the owners quickly jumped in and were maktish the animal, muktosh. Then the words of the owner will take effect and the animal will be hektish. To the point that if someone has benefit from it, he'll be trespassing, he'll be over the Isra of Me'ila, like any animal that belongs to Hektish, that's consecrated to the temple, to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, does that mean the animal escapes the death penalty? No. What happens is, Beis Din still will carry out the skila, but what they do is, they will force the owner to go and redeem the animal. Let's say the animal's worth $100. They'll force the animal go to Hektish and redeem it out of Hektish. Give the money. The money will go to Hector Betekabais. The animal will now be redeemed and it has to be brought back to Beis Din, and Beis Din will do the skilla. They'll still have to sentence it to death by stoning. However, the im shechotei, in this case, says the Mishnah, if the owner would quickly go and shecht that before they stoned it and before it was sentenced to being stoned, sorry mutter, the meat is kosher, it may be eaten because it was not yet declared to be killed by skilla. Mishnah test. Masorei l'shomer chinam. What happens if the owner of the ox hands over his ox to a shomer chinam, a person who's a voluntary guardian? He's not getting paid. V'lashoel, or to a person who borrows an ox. He's given to someone to borrow it. Or to l'nosa socha, to someone who's guarding it, but he's getting reward for guarding it. Or l'asavalasoichet. He's rented it out to a person who's paying a rental fee. These are basically the four shomrim, the four types of guardians that are mentioned in Bav Metzia. In all these cases, nichnasu tachas haba'olim, these shomrim assume the same responsibility as the owners. Mu'ad mishal nazik shalom. If the animal is a mu'ad and it causes damage, the shomer will have to pay full damages. V'tom, and if the animal was a tom, hasn't been warned three times, hasn't done it three times, mishalom chatzin nazik, then the guardian will only pay chatzin nazik. The owners, however, will be totally exempt, totally paturim, because the shomrim will not accept, because all shomrim assume responsibility for the ox, both in the sense that to make sure it will not be harmed and that it will not cause harm, not cause damage. I.e., if it will be harmed, if it will be damaged, then they will be responsible, the shomrim will be responsible to pay for whatever harm happens to the animal to the owners. And then they, the shomrim, will have to make their own court case with the mazik, with the one who caused the damage. That's if the animal was harmed. Now, if the animal caused harm while in their care, they'll be chayiv for any damage caused. Continues the Mishnah. Kishori ba'olov b'maseira. What happens if the owners are tied it up with a rope, a strong rope around the neck? V'nol b'fonov, or closed the door, locked it up, kiroi, appropriately, with a door. The Gemara says this means a door that's able to withstand a normal wind, but not a gale, not something which is a very strong wind. We call such a shmira pechusa. We call it a lower level of shmira. Yes, it's called guarding, but it's not what we call a top level of guarding. V'yotza, and the ox broke the rope or got out of the door because there was a storm wind. V'hizik, and caused damage. Echad tom v'echad mu'ad, whether it's a tam or a mu'ad, chayov, then the person who is the owner of the ox will be chayov. Chayv to pay for the damages. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that the owners had to guard it, not a minimum level of guardianship, but with a shmira mu'ula, as it's called. So according to Rabbi Meir, until the owner of the animal had tied it down with a metal chain, which you cannot possibly break out of, or closed it with a door that's even able to withstand a storm wind or a gale, until he does that, he's chayv for any damages caused by his animal. That's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Huda says it depends. Tam, if the animal was a tam, then he agrees, chayev, that the person, the owner, will be chayev for half the damages as a tam normally pays, chatzi nezek. Or mu'ad, but if the animal is a mu'ad potter. Now, what's the reason that the owner of the animal, if he's a mu'ad, is potter? Shenema, says Rabbi Huda, because the posik says, and the posik only says this in respect of the mu'ad, v'loy yishmer enu b'olov, that the owners did not guard it. From here, it's mashmed, implies they didn't guard it at all. They didn't guard it at all, leishmer enu b'olov. But if it was guarded, even if it's a shmir pechusa, even if it's a basic level of guarding it, the person would be potter. So ironically, the owner of a mu'ad will get away with being potter with a basic level of shmirah, and that's because of this special chiddush that the Torah says by mu'ad, but not by echatzi nezek. The Miri gives a reason. He says it's possible that the reason that the Torah gives that leniency is because a mu'ad has a reputation. People need to be more careful of it as well. The Shomer Huzer, continues the Mishnah, explaining what we learned from this pasuk. The Shomer Huzer, the Torah says, when is the person chayv, the owner of a mu'ad, if he didn't guard it at all? But Shomer Huzer, as long as there is some basic level of guarding it, even if it's a rope, or even if it's a door that can withstand a normal wind, it's a normal door, he will be exempt, he'll be potter. The Gemara brings that he's only potter from full damages, Nezek Shalom. Even Rabbi Yehuda, who says potter by the Mu'ad, will still hold that he's chayv to pay half the Nezek, like a din of a Shar Tam. Or in the language of the Gemara, Tzad Tamus Bim Koma Omed. The aspect of being of responsibility of a tam stays in its place. A mu'ad therefore incorporates the obligations of a tam. The tam part of it, as we said, even Rabbi Huda says chayev, there's no leniency of having a basic level of shmirah, and therefore he'll have to pay chatzin nezek. Now comes the strictest opinion, Rabbi Eliezer, Omei ein lo shmirah el sakin. An animal that's a mu'ad has only one way of dealing with it. The only way you protect the society from a mu'ad is use a knife, shechtet. Simply, shechtet, that's all. And therefore, according to one opinion in the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer is the third opinion, and he says that no matter how good he protected it, how guarded, even if it was what we call a shmira me'ula, the top level of guarding it with the proper bolts on the door or proper metal chain, if it caused damage, he's still going to be chayav. That's the way we learn it, according to the Gemara, that there are three opinions. Rabbi Yehuda is the most strict. According to another opinion in the Gemara, there's only two opinions. There's Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, who says that you need to have a Shmira Mu'ula, until you have Shmira Mu'ula, he's potter, he's chayav, I mean. When you have a Shmira Mu'ula, it'll be potter. Doesn't matter if it's a tam or a mod. Then you have Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that tam will be chayev until you have the top level. A mod will be potter, at least from the full damages. But according to some opinions, Rabbi Eliezer agrees to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Eliezer also holds that shmirah me'ula, if he did a proper level of guarding, he'll be potter. But Rabbi Eliezer simply says that morally, if you're not Yotzei de Shemaim, morally, you do not keep a mu'ud around. A mu'ud shall be shachted. And until you've done that, you haven't really fulfilled your duty to Hashem. In terms of damages, according to this opinion of the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer agrees to Rabbi Yehuda. Who's the halacha like? The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. That a tam, the owner of a tam is chayev until he does a shmir ma'ula, the owner of the mu'ud is potter, at least from that full damages, he'll still be half damages, as long as he's done at least a shmira pechusa, a basic level of guarding.